Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you hear him on the Unknown Packers podcast. He's a Packers salary cap expert, and that's why he's here today. It's a pleasure to welcome in Ken Ingles. Ken, welcome to the show. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing well. Let's start at I think the most sensible place to start when talking about the Packers salary cap. When the NFL said last week that the salary cap floor was going to be $180 million, does that mean what it sounds like to the layman that it's going to at least the Packers and the rest of the NFL teams will have $180 million to spend next year, and it could be more than that. Did I read that correctly as a dummy who doesn't really understand these things?
Right. Okay. 180 will definitely be the lowest, plus whatever teams didn't spend last year. So for the Packers, that's just under $4 million.
So they'll
have that in their back pocket as well. Me personally, I think it's going to be closer to that 180. You know, we heard the news that the worst case scenario was supposed to be 175. And then they announced, we're just going to make the worst case scenario a little bit better. But my skeptical mind looks at that and says, why would they change the worst-case scenario unless it was looking like the worst-case scenario? So that's why I'm tending to think it'll be closer to that kind of minimum 180 rather than thinking that we're going to be seeing some $5 million changed to a higher number than that.
All right, so let's break this down. Let's say Aaron Rodgers, for example. Now let's see if we he's due about $21 million. Okay, if you were to restructure his deal, is this how this cap thing works? And you gave him a minimum salary, but yet gave the remainder balance in cash as a cash bonus. Does that save you that much money under the cap?
Absolutely. Rodgers' contract by far is the biggest one remaining on the team that they haven't touched yet to get the most possible salary cap. He's due, like you said, $14.7 million in base salary, and he's got a big roster bonus of $6.8. Here's what the Packers can do, and I say the Packers because they don't need Aaron Rodgers' permission to do this. It's now kind of common that the league includes these auto conversion rights in the player's contract, so they can just do this on the fly and just kind of let the player know. They can just call it signing bonus. You know, they can take him all the way down to the minimum, call it signing bonus. The cash stays the same. In fact, he probably just gets it a little bit earlier. And they can free up $13.6 million in cap space in the process.
Done.
Now, that would be an all-in move. That is like taking everything available and pushing it all down the road.
And then
now, does that hurt you? But does,
go ahead, Tim.
I'm sorry, Rami. No, does that come back to bite you then later? I mean, because why wouldn't you do this like all the time and to manipulate that cap?
Right. Well, we're kind of seeing that right now, right? In Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger, you know, they've got a big decision and a big problem right now because they've been playing this cap game for years. Even if Big Ben were to retire or to get cut straight away, they'd be dealing with a $22 million cap hit for a player not on the team anymore. So when you do this stuff, when we do these type of restructures, doing too much of it is definitely a problem down the road. Like, they save the 13.6. The cash doesn't change. Like, they're not giving Rodgers more money. It's just the way, you know, they crunch the numbers back in the offices, how it counts against the salary cap. Whatever they save this year comes back to haunt you next year, the year after that.
Are there going to be, though, larger, and we're talking with Ken Ingles, Packers cap expert, co-host of the Unknown Packers podcast, will there be larger jumps in the salary cap in coming years, though, because of what the league and what all of us have just gone through, but the financial hit of COVID-19 the last year, that the cap is going probably will be lower than what it earlier was projected to be before we knew there would be a worldwide pandemic. Does that mean we're going to see, with the new TV deal and everything else that's on the horizon for the NFL, big jumps in the cap in the future? And does that mean that if you do things like what you just talked about with Aaron Rodgers, you might not pay for it in the future as much as you would have if you had done this in the past?
Right, right. Yeah, when we play these cap games and we push money out to the future, it works in theory if the cap's always going to be going up, like you said, right? Especially with these new TV deals that are going to be coming down the pipeline, 17 games over a 16-game season, that's probably going to happen, if not next year, definitely the year after that. But the issue is the agreement that the Players Association and the league agreed to with this COVID-19 season is that they're going to spread the hit over the 2021 and 2022 season and maybe even the 2023 season. So what that means is, let's say that the quote-unquote COVID impact for this year, 21, is, I don't know, $30 million. That means that we can expect a $30 million kind of negative placeholder for next year, too. So I know that a lot of early reports like, oh, next year we'll be fine, right? I think we're going to be seeing at least a 2, if not 3-year impact. But we don't know the full details of that, and because the league has not announced what the salary cap will be and hasn't really given a clue, because I think they're still trying to work out all those minor details of, you know, how exactly this is going to affect years down the road as well.
Yeah, two main players, I think, with regards to money and a cap and all that. And I think it's well advertised and documented that it's, you know, the center, Lindsley, and it's Aaron Jones. Explain to Packer fans how they can manipulate or, and again, I'm not sure I like that word too much, but how they can play around with the salary cap to get both those guys into at least another season. And I'm not saying that you can't franchise tag either one or whatever, but what's the clear path to having both of them in a Packers uniform next season?
Both Lindsley and Jones?
Yes.
That would be the definition of an all-in type of move. They would need to go all-in on Aaron Rodgers and move all that money out. They'd probably need to go all-in on Za'Darius Smith and move that money out. And they'd be really going for it this year. Unfortunately, based off of reports, it doesn't look like either one of those guys are likely going to be coming back. It was reported earlier on, I believe, by Rob Demosky, and then Bill Huber earlier on the Big Show mentioned that Corey Lindsley, he hasn't heard from the team, and the season's been done for about a month, and he still hasn't heard from the Packers. So, you know, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of interest or a lot of urgency from the Packers to get him done. Aaron Jones is intriguing. The franchise tag is out there. It'd be roughly $8 million. But signing him to a long-term deal would be much cheaper than $8 million. So it'd be really interesting. I don't see a scenario where the Packers are going to go fully all in. You know, maybe one of those guys can come back. But in my mind, as I've crunched the numbers, I've kind of made peace with the fact I don't expect either of those guys in a Packers uniform next year.
You just made a lot of Packers fans very unhappy on the Rami and Tim show.
I thought it was
show,
one or the other. I thought you couldn't afford, you know, you couldn't afford both, but you certainly can afford one. So which is more important? You want to protect Rodgers, or do you want to have another playmaker? And now you just rained on my parade because I just assumed that one was going to return. Wow. Okay.
I think they have the ability to kind of make one kind of above average splash this offseason. But again, it really depends on what we see. What they do with the Aaron Rodgers contract is going to be so intriguing for so many reasons, not just how much salary cap they can open up for this year, but then that will tell the picture of what they truly want to do with a Jordan Love. If they go all in and they make it extremely difficult to be able to move on just from a salary cap perspective, to be able to move on from an Aaron Rodgers in 1 or 2 years, that tells you that they are fully committing to Aaron Rodgers. But if they if they only tweak it a small amount, if they push out a little or none, then that kind of is projecting, you know, they're keeping their options open, and they might want to be seeing how this next season plays out. Ken, very interesting.
Ken, have you crunched the numbers and just seen, like, if they did everything they could possibly realistically do to clear cap space, how low can they get the figure and have a little bit of money to spend in free agency? On their own guys or outside guys?
All right. If they were to, on the guys that they have left, like Aaron Rodgers, Smith, both Smiths, Amos, Turner, Lowry, Crosby, if they don't get rid of any of them and they just push out all the money by doing even crazy game cap games, like adding fake dummy years on the back of the contracts, which is stuff that the Packers have never gotten into, you know, they can clear north of $40 million and have a ton of money to play with.
Done.
But that is like blowing up the team.
Sure. So, but wouldn't that give you the best shot at winning a Super Bowl this season?
In theory, but then what if they don't win it?
And great answer. Problem. Great answer, Ken.
What if
you are a smart, smart
Rami,
man,
don't,
Ken Ingles.
No, don't encourage
Packers
that.
Cap expert and co-host of the Unknown Packers podcast. Really enjoyed the conversation and the insight, Ken. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and it has you feeling anxious, just breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.